Hey everybody, Max Cameron here. It's Little Cutie Podcast. It's not too long.
We got a big night tonight. It's the Tokyo Comedy Bar 2 year anniversary show tonight, dude. Tokyo Comedy Bar 2 year anniversary show, dude. Anyway, gonna be going to that. It's a holiday here in Japan. It's a holiday. It's Golden Week. It's Golden Week. That's where everybody in Japan takes a golden shower. You just go in your Panasonic maid bathroom, and you have your significant other pee on you. It's a Japanese tradition. It's called Golden Week. You know, I think we should spread that holiday around the world. You know, like Christmas. Everybody celebrates Christmas around the world. You know, even the dirty Jews. Well, I guess maybe they don't. But you know. Well, I guess Japanese people celebrate a lot of Western holidays, but maybe Americans don't really celebrate any Japanese holidays, you know? I guess we got Cinco de Mayo, you know? But I guess, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, different countries sometimes celebrate holidays from other cultures, you know? So we need to share Golden Week. We need to share Japanese Golden Week with people around the world. Everybody go in your bathroom and have your significant other piss on you. You know, I guess you could do it in the bedroom, too, if you're more into that. So I'm going to go to the, stay off today, so me and all my friends, we're going to go to the park. Everybody's bringing their fam. I'm going to bring my doggy. Maybe some other people are going to bring their doggies. Our little doggies can have a little happy fun time. It's Golden Week. I've been going to work there. My job there, you know. It's in Tokyo there. I gotta get on the train in the morning. Oh, God, it's so goddamn packed in the morning, you know? Like, you see those videos? You see those videos on the YouTubes there? Them packing the people on the Japanese trains? That's why I gotta do that every morning. Oh, God, it's fucking terrible, man. It's fucking terrible. You know, I get in there, and these people are all squishing up, you know? Some old Japanese man's wrist is rubbing up against my balls. It's like, oh, come on, man, get your wrist out of my balls. Well, I mean, I at least move it over to the left a little bit, you know? That feels a little good. That feels a little better right there. You know what's the worst about that is, like, every day on the train, you know, the train's got, like, three doors, right? One in the middle and then like, two on the sides there, you know? And on the very edges of the train, you know, where each train connects to the next train, right? There's always, like, a, you know, there's the connecting doors there. There's always, like, a space for two or three more people there, you know? And there's always some fucking old Japanese dude or some fucking junior high school kid that's just fucking standing there and not moving all the way to the edge. And so all the people just fucking crowd in there by the door, and we're all standing shoulder to shoulder, smashed up against each other, and these fuckers won't just move over. There's, like, room for, like, three more people. Just fucking move over. Anyway, it's pissing me off there. Goddamn Japanese people. Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to it. God, the summer is going to be terrible, man. It's going to be all hot. I'm going to be all hot and sweaty, rubbing. Oh, God. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'm worried about that. I'm a little worried about that. What am I going to do? Yeah, I tried taking, like, you know, early train, later train. They're both fucking crowded. Oh, man. I might have to, like, wake up at fucking 5 a.m. or something, you know? That's what some people do, some of my coworkers, you know? They get to school like an hour and a half early. So they wake up. They must be waking up at like 5:30 a.m. or something. I don't know about that one. God, I'm so tired. I guess, yeah, I gotta wake up at like 6:55, 7 o'clock, you know? I get so sleepy. It's tough, you know, because I go, you know, try to do comedy there in these comedy shows. They're late, you know, they're late at night. And then I gotta it takes me an hour to get home from the. I'm a little sleepy weepy. Anyway, that's the drama. That's the drama. What else is everybody having good? Is there anything going on in the world right now? The kids are protesting. The anti-Jewish kids are protesting at Columbia University. Did you see that? they're taking over the building. They're protesting at UT Austin. Free Palestine. Like, I don't understand, like, what do these kids want people to do exactly? I guess they want Biden. They want Biden to,
Yeah, fucking all these kids that are protesting, right? They're all, they must be anti-Trump, right? They're like, fuck, they have to be. There's no way they support Trump, right? And they're protesting Israel, and then who are they going to vote for in November? Yeah, they're probably going to vote for the guy they're protesting against, you know?
Kids are fucking dumb, huh? Kids are fucking dumb.
Yeah, my boss was telling me, he's like, back in my day, we were protesting Vietnam, you know? But that was because America, they were sending Americans over there, and people were dying. Thousands of people were dying, thousands of Americans died. These kids today, they're protesting, they're not even, what are they protesting exactly? What are they protesting? They're protesting Americans giving money to Israel, I guess? I don't know.
I don't get too political here on the podcast, you know?
As I said before in a previous podcast, we should just move Israel to South Dakota. Because nobody cares about South Dakota, you know? No, or actually North Dakota. I think I made a mistake in that podcast. I mistakenly said that Mount Rushmore was in North Dakota, but I think it's in South Dakota. So North Dakota doesn't have anything, so we can just move Israel to North Dakota. There, nobody's going to care, you know? I mean, we just give North Dakota to Canada. Nobody'd care, you know? They'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, no problem.
North Dakota, huh?
Nobody
cares about that one. Nobody cares about that one.
What else we got going on here? You know, I've been watching a lot of TV shows, you know? Watching a lot of streaming TV shows on the Netflix there, you know? I guess I should make a different podcast. You know, I was planning to make a different podcast about each one, you know? But then, like, I've been a fat, lazy fuck, so I haven't really made one about, you know? And, like, a lot of these shows, like, I watched them, like, a month ago, and I can't even remember what I was going to talk about exactly. So, maybe I just won't do that, you know?
I'll just add it to the list of things I won't do. Things I didn't. Regrets. Things I should have done, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, okay, my roast battle was featured on the official Roast Battle League page there. I don't know if you guys know this. There's a Roast Battle League of these comedians that are... You know, I don't know about you guys. Whenever you think of Roast Battle, you probably think of, like, Jeff Ross, right? That's what I think. I think about Jeff Ross, like, Roast Battle, you know? But apparently these other comedians just made a Roast Battle League. This guy's name is, like, Pat. I can't remember. His name's Pat. And this other dude. And they're like, yeah, we're doing an official Roast Battle League. I was like, well, who are you? I mean, you're not... You guys aren't famous. You can't just take the Roast Battle... You can't just take the Roast Battle label and claim it, but I guess that's exactly what they did, you know. So anyway, they have the Roast Battle League there, you know. So there's like 20 cities, each having their own roast battles, you know. And then each week on the Roast Battle channel there, they feature some battles. My battle was number five, featured number five on the Roast Battle League there, you know. But the commenters, the podcast guys, they didn't comment on it at all. They're just like, all right, this is our number five roast battle, you know, and then they play the roast battle, like, all right, that was it, and then they go to the next one. It's like, hey, man, some of the other roast battles, you know, they have, like, the picture-in-picture, you know, like the reaction videos, you know, you can see them, but they didn't do that for ours. I don't know. I guess that's because we're just number five, you know, we're not number one, but, you know, I was kind of hoping to see their reaction. See what they said about some of my jokes there, but I guess they didn't say anything. So that was kind of disappointing. You know, anyway, follow them, Roast Battle League on YouTube. You can see roast battles from around the globe. What else we got going on here? Nothing, I guess. Mother's Day's coming up. Call your mommy. Say, mommy, I love you. It's Mother's Day. Oh, anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.